This week on the P-Pro Podcast, we have our second episode in our never-ending ongoing series, Better Know a Local Payment Method. We are joined once again by Iwana. And Iwana, last time you were here, we discussed Klarna, which is one of the bigger releases that P-Pro had this year. But we're going to talk about this time MyBank, which is one of the LPMs that P-Pro has had for quite some time. And just tell us a little bit about MyBank.
Hi, Neil. Yes, it's really exciting. So P-Pro nominated MyBank as the local payment method of the month. And I'm really excited to be here to discuss a bit about it. So I can mention a bit about what MyBank is as a scheme. And we can also go through the user experiences we have it so far and people know it. And we can also go as to what benefits can the merchants get when they get onboarded and activated with MyBank. So we can get started.
That sounds all great. So I think one of the hints that we probably have immediately is the bank in MyBank.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume this is a bank transfer method?
Correct. It's an online bank transfer method.
All right. And so where do we actually find MyBank?
So actually, MyBank is available already on three main markets in Europe. It's Italy, where they actually became famous. And then they also are operational in Greece and Spain. We at P-Pro activated recently Greece and Spain, and we already supported Italy. So right now we are active in all of the mentioned countries. So MyBank is actually the name of the scheme. However, the company that is behind it is called EBA Clearing. And they are a pan-European payment infrastructure solution that has behind it 53 shareholder banks. The idea behind it was to ensure the digital identity of their consumers and to empower them basically with a user-friendly and secure solution for whatever online activities they might have.
Okay, so that's how the scheme generally works. Do you have any details about actual numbers that MyBank might have?
We have some numbers based on the open reports that they share on their own website, and they always show a steady growth every year. And they already have a reported number of around 10,000 engaged merchant connections, and they process around 14 million euros on a daily basis. So they have actually a very well-connected network of banks. So you see they have actually, they can access a lot of account owners, basically, so they have a good market share.
And do we have any idea what kind of industries that MyBank is the most popular in?
They're actually very industry agnostic, so they have a very strong position on the B2B, but also on a B2C payment use cases. But their applicability varies, actually, from corporate and public administration sectors and even retail and travel. So they're not really focused on a specific merchant industry. They're actually available in any merchant industry at the moment.
And I know that there's two different ways of doing bank transfer. You have either redirect, and that's done where the validation is done by the buyer within the online banking environment. And then, of course, you have interfacing, and that's what's also colloquially known as screen scraping.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Which category does MyBank fall into?
So actually, MyBank is a redirect method, just like the likes of Ideal or Giropay. If we talk a bit about the user experience, basically, we are on a merchant's website, and we choose to pay with MyBank. And we would basically get redirected to a page where you have a whole bank selection based on the country where the merchant is operating in. So let's say I'm in Italy and I want to pay for my train ticket to Rome. And then basically I would select one of the supported banks from there and I would get redirected to the bank's environment. In the bank environment, I also see a summary of my order. And I authorize the payment from my secure online banking environment. Once the payment is successful, the bank also shows you a success message, and then the consumer would get redirected back to the merchant's website so that they can see the successful order confirmation and follow the next details if needed, like print out their tickets or anything else.
Other than enhanced security because you're using your own bank's website, are there any other features that MyBank has that are good for the consumer?
Sure. Some things that are worth mentioning about this user experience in the payment flow are there is no registration process in the user flow, so the merchant doesn't need to store any consumer details on their end. basically, my bank offers the infrastructure so that the merchant connects the consumer straight to their banking environment where they feel safe because they know they're on their own banking system. And the purchase is done in real time, of course, because it's an online banking transfer. And people also added some value-added services for the MyBank integration, like our automated reconciliation system. Sure, this is not a user experience per se, but it's a benefit. It's a value-added to the merchants and to our partners. And we also have an option for refunding these transactions that are not, it's not a native refund offered by the scheme, but it's something that people added as a value.
All right, so we've talked about the consumer side, obviously, with some of the security. You don't have to register. It's very simple to use. And PPRO has also thrown in some extra features there. Why would a merchant want to use or integrate MyBank?
Well, mostly because they would basically integrate one scheme that would offer them access to multiple banks from Europe, of course, in the specified markets. Another value proposition is the fact that the scheme doesn't impose any transactional limits on their end. However, the banks might impose some transactional limits, but there's no restrictions from the scheme. There is also the fact that the merchant, as I mentioned a bit before, they don't have to store any consumer details on their end. So the scheme actually offers the infrastructure for the consumer to only share his details about his bank account in his online banking environment. That makes it very safe for him to execute the purchase. And another thing is is obviously the fact that due to the redirect of the bank, of the consumer to their bank of choice, consumers are actually encouraged by the user friendliness and the easiness of the whole payment process.
Right. So when something's easier to use, consumers are more likely to actually buy things. There's less friction. Sure.
That's why my bank is such a success story in Italy and in the new markets they're operating in, like Greece and Spain.
The main market for my bank is Italy. They're also available, as you mentioned, in Spain and in Greece, but it seems like the bulk of their market is there. What can you actually tell me about the Italian market?
Sure, that's a great question. My bank actually has the best network of banks that's supported in Italy, first of all. And sure, the bank transfer payment methods right now are not the biggest market in Italy, as we have seen in our own reports at PPRO. However, from an e-com growth perspective, we have seen that last year there was a reported growth of 17% throughout Italy for e-com. So we are very excited to see it this continuous growth.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And comparison to Western Europe and Central Europe, the e-commerce growth rate was just 10%. So Italy is doing much better than the actual region it's in. Great. Iwana, thank you so much for joining me today. As always, it was a great talk.
Thank you, Niall, and I'm looking forward to your next payment method of the month.
Yeah, as am I. What do you think it's going to be?
We have some candidates, but I won't divulge anything.
All right. Well, until next time then.
Thank you. Bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Thanks again for listening. We'll have Iwana back soon. If you're enjoying the podcast, make sure to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. As usual, you can find PPRO on Twitter and Instagram at PPRO_payments. And you can follow me at Nile River. If you have any questions about the podcast or suggestions for a topic, make sure to send an email to podcast@ppro.com. And this episode only sounds good because of Andre Retke. All right, until next time. Ciao.